Israel today staged a large-scale raid into the West Bank city of Ramallah, an operation directed at the Islamic Hamas movement. 3 armed Palestinians were killed during the raid. Another 30 were arrested. The sweep came on the same day an unofficial Israeli-Palestinian peace plan is being signed in Geneva. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Large numbers of troops entered Ramallah and carried out house-to-house searches looking for Palestinian militants. The troops operated close to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's battered headquarters, but did not enter the compound. Palestinian officials said it was one of the largest Israeli incursions in recent months. Israeli military officials said the sweep into Ramallah had long been planned and was not connected to either the Geneva signing ceremony or to new efforts by an American envoy to revive the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Israeli analysts said the raid was launched today because talks among all Palestinian factions on a unilateral ceasefire begin tomorrow in Cairo. The analyst said if a ceasefire is declared as expected, it will be almost impossible for Israel to launch large-scale raids into Palestinian areas. Today is also the day that more than 150 Israelis and several dozen Palestinians attend a signing ceremony in Geneva of an unofficial peace plan called the Geneva Accords. Also attending will be former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and representatives of several Arab countries. The unofficial plan, remarkably similar to what former President Bill Clinton proposed almost 3 years ago, calls for a Palestinian state in almost all of the West Bank and Gaza Strip and for Jerusalem to be divided between the two peoples. Palestinians give up the right of Palestinian refugees to return to their homes in what is today Israel, and Israel cedes sovereignty over a site in Jerusalem's Old City that is holy to both Jews and Muslims. Palestinian participation was in doubt until almost the last minute, and even after the Palestinian delegation left for Geneva, the dispute persisted. Fatah leader Hussein al-Sheikh told Israel Radio that Fatah, the largest Palestinian faction associated with Yasser Arafat, opposes the agreement. This document damages historic rights of the Palestinian people, like the right of return, he said. Arafat himself reportedly encouraged the delegation to attend, and other Palestinian officials say the Geneva Accord offers a possible outline for a peace deal. Yasser Najjar, a senior official at the Palestinian Ministry of Planning, says both Israelis and Palestinians are tired of the cycle of violence.
For 3 years now, both sides have lost so much. I mean, the economy, so much human life lost. Destruction. And I think the conflict between the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is destabilizing the whole area, if not the whole world.
Najjar says he expects Palestinian factions to announce a new unilateral ceasefire within a few days. He says it will then be up to Israel to stop assassinations of Palestinian militants and incursions like today's into Ramallah. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.